What's up, y'all? This is JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope all is well with you and your loved ones. And before we go straight into tonight's episode, I just want us to give God the glory and the praise and the honor that is due to his name. He's kept us in January of this year. He's kept us in February. He's kept us in March. He's kept us in April. He kept us in May. He kept us in June. He kept us in July. And we are now in the 8th month of the year, the month of August. Amen. God has been so faithful. Truly, I know for myself, it is the hand of God that continues to uplift me. And I believe for many of you, it is the hand of God that continues to uplift you. I'm so excited because the Holy Spirit truly has blessed me with this word that I believe will exhort you, that I believe will encourage you. The month of August, y'all, is a marker month. What do I mean by the month of August is a marker month? The month of August, biblically speaking, the month of August, because it carries the number 8, it is a month that is issuing new beginnings, newness, and also prosperity. One of the things that the Holy Spirit began to highlight to me when it comes to this month, but not only this month, but this season, is that this season will be marked with the prosperity of the Lord, with the grace of God. And grace, biblically speaking, the number that symbolizes grace is the number 5, which also symbolizes favor. And so I want you to be expectant to see the hand of God in your life in a mighty way in the month of August. I want you to be expectant to see the favor of God in your life. But this is the thing. And this is the point where I really want you guys to focus in on tonight's episode. Don't be expected, right? Or don't remain expectant to see God show you favor in this month of August if you are not leaning into him. What do I mean by that? You yourself have to recognize that God, he is your shepherd, that God, he is your provider, and it is God who will cause you to prosper in everything that you do. But in order for us to do this, we have to posture and position ourselves in his presence. We have to posture and position ourselves to receive from him. We have to humble ourselves as well to ask the Lord what it is that we ought to do to make sure that we're no longer delayed in receiving what it is that he has promised us. And on tonight's episode, I want to go ahead and share some key meditative scriptures that the Holy Spirit highlighted to me that goes hand in hand with these points as well. I want to go ahead and share with you on tonight's episode. Now, I don't know if you guys are familiar with a previous message that I shared last year concerning the month of August. And it's so interesting that this year I'm receiving that same impression. And that is the month of August feels like a brand new year. And what's interesting is that the coming month, right, the month of September, literally ushers in a brand new Hebrew year. The Hebrew calendar, again, is completely different from our calendar, which is the Gregorian calendar. And in Hebrew, and as well as, the people in Israel, the nation of Israel, to them, their new year starts in September. For us who live in the United States, or if you live in another country around the world, your new year starts in January. But because we have been engrafted in due to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we as well can partake in celebrating the ushering of a brand new year, which is the year 5784. And so I want to go ahead and just encourage you concerning what it is that you ought to be expecting in this month of August and how you are able to position yourself to see God's favor in your life, to see God's favor in your life. And this is the reason why I even titled tonight's episode, "It's Time to Get Dressed." I'm going to say this again. It's time to get dressed. For those of you who tuned in to our recent series titled Way to the Promised Journey with God, part 6 of that series, we were talking about a ready vessel. But on tonight's episode, I really want you to see this in two phases, right? I want you to see this, again, both spiritually and physically. And I strongly believe by the Spirit of the Lord that this month of August is time for us to get dressed. This is a critical and significant month. I believe the month of August is a marker. And I believe in the month of August, whatever you do this month is going to position you for the end of the year. And so it's really not a month for us as believers, as sons and daughters of God, to not remain in prayer, to not remain in his presence, to not remain in his word, and to not declare to God back in prayer all that he has spoken concerning our lives. I even share this by God's grace in the month of March of this year. I believed in my spirit by the grace of God, there was an acceleration on the time. And literally, I cannot believe, y'all, that we are in the eighth month of 2023. And I'm feeling that same impression in my spirit concerning this month of August. I believe as quick as you see we enter this month, it's going to be out the door. But I also believe by the grace of God, we are to remain expectant to see God give, right, supernatural deliveries. I believe that we're going to see God answer long-awaited prayers. But the thing about it is, there's a part that we play. There's a way that we can position ourselves as people of God to receive whatever it is that God himself scheduled for us to receive. We have to bear in mind, it is God's intent to bless us, and he desires to bless us. But at the same time, the devil does not want for the Lord to bless you. Therefore, even as you're remaining expectant to receive from God, the devil is right there trying to discourage you, trying to distract you, and trying to cause you yourself to forfeit in receiving God's blessings and promises concerning you. I don't know how you feel right now when it comes to your mental state. I don't know how you feel right now emotionally, but I really want you to take heed to this message. And as a matter of fact, before I even go to the meat of this message, I want you to go ahead and turn your Bible pages. Go ahead and turn your Bible pages to 2 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. 2 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. And this is what it says, y'all. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Prior to this, y'all, everything that belonged to David was taken away from him. He could have chosen at this time to toss in the towel. He could have chosen at this time to turn his back against God or to turn away from God. He could have chosen as well to remain in his distress, because the scripture was clear to us to let us know it wasn't that he was not distressed. It wasn't that he was not discouraged. Yes, he was in stress or distress. Yes, he was discouraged, but he didn't allow the discouragement to overtake him. And this is a right now message for many of us. Do not allow distraction, stress, or discouragement overtake you to the point where you don't want to pray, to the point where you don't want to worship the Lord, because you feel as if God has abandoned you or God is not listening to your prayers. But this is the critical hour and time for you to believe as if you've never believed before. What do I mean by that? If you were believing in January for whatever it is that you were expecting to happen in your life this year, this is the month for you to believe like you never did before. This is the month for you to pray like you've never prayed before. This is the month for you to shout and give God all the glory like you've never shouted or praised him before. It is not the time for you to settle for second best, for lesser than, but this is the hour, this is the time for you to know you serve a God who is able to do more than you could have asked or think. What does this mean as well? Yes, God can do greater than you can imagine or ask or think. But the question is, are you doing the asking? Are you doing the imagining? One of the scriptures that the Lord keeps highlighting to me again is Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. For the sake of time, I'm not going to go ahead and, say it word for word. But in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, it says to us that if we ask, we will receive, right? If we knock, the door shall be open for us. Amen. And so this is showing us that the more we are consistent and seeking God and then seeking his kingdom and pursuing his will and asking him, right, for what it is that we need, he is faithful to provide it to us. And if you were tuned into the previous episodes, one of the signs by his grace that he gave us is that we saw this billboard, this orange billboard, and it says, "Pray, God listens." And so this is an hour of prayer. This is an hour for you to be bold in your prayer. This is an hour for you to be audacious in your prayer. This is an hour for you to pray without ceasing about everything that concerns you, about everything that concerns your family, about your future, about this nation, and about the nations abroad. Amen. And so I really want us to get into this mindset that David had as we read in 2 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. We have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Therefore, we have to praise God no matter how we feel, and we have to abide in His word. If you follow us on Instagram, you are able to see our ministry and everything that we're doing for God's kingdom under the handle Amuna Culture. I believe as well the Holy Spirit began to highlight to me the month of August will be a month where you yourself will witness God as your strength. You will witness God as your strength, and He Himself will cause you to accomplish things others didn't and what you yourself did not do in the past. And when He does this, you must give Him the glory. But for Him to do it, you have to humble yourself before Him. I myself too have to humble myself before the Lord and recognize and understand that He is faithful nonetheless. And it doesn't matter what time it is. It doesn't matter the atmosphere or the pressures that is intensifying in the world. God, He is immovable. He is unstoppable. And whatever it is that He has declared to be your portion this year, it shall come to pass. And by the grace of God, He already declared that it will be victory for His people. He has already declared that it will be victory for His people. And if you belong to the family of Christ, if you have given Jesus your life, I want you to be bold and I want you to be full of faith and to claim that victory, receive that victory. This is a message truly that is not going away. And so I take it to heart that God indeed, He is faithful to show us victory. He is faithful to show us victory starting this month of August. And it was already even before this month, since June, that message of victory, it keeps coming back. It keeps coming back. And this is for our own benefit. This is God's way of saying, do not fear, do not worry, do not be discouraged. Continue to stand your ground. Continue to stand firm in the faith. And this is what leads me to this, y'all. I want to encourage you to take the time to study the book of Ephesians, but particularly I want you to take time to study Ephesians chapter 6. And for tonight's episode, let me just go ahead and quickly read, starting to the part where it's talking about the armor of God, which starts in verse 10. And so I'm going to read from verse 10 all the way to verse 20, Ephesians chapter 6. And this is what it says. Finally, be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, my goodness, I'm getting excited for real, y'all, because this again is another phrasing that was highlighted to us in the previous episode, that when you've done all that you can, just stand. And we see this phrasing again, just standing firm, standing our ground, and understanding that it is God, it is His own might that will allow us to stand when we humble ourselves and we recognize we're nothing without God, and we recognize whatever it is that we're believing for, it is God who is able to bring it to pass, and that all we need to do is to be confident in His power to know that we will overcome. That's all we need to see His word come to fruition in our lives. That's all we need to see His goodwill come to pass in our lives. And this is what I mean by it's time to get dressed. On tonight's episode, I want us to focus on the meaning of that phrase. It's time to get dressed. It's time to get dressed both physically, and it's also time to get dressed spiritually. In the series, Way to the Promised Journey with God, Part 6, we talked about a ready vessel. And we express and we describe what that, you know, entails, right? What does a ready vessel do? Or how do they look like? What qualifies you to be somebody who is a ready vessel? And on tonight's episode, I want you to take the time to see them in these two phases. You need to get dressed spiritually and you need to get dressed physically. Many of us, we are dressed physically, but we are not dressed spiritually. How can we be dressed spiritually? Just as we've read in Ephesians 6 verses 10 to 20. In order for you to be dressed spiritually, you have to armor yourself with the word of God, with the will of God. You have to remind yourself that this battle that you're fighting is more than flesh and blood. This is a spiritual battle. This is a spiritual war. Even though it is God's will for you to receive your inheritance in Christ, for you to have the victory, you have to be alert to know the devil. He's roaming around, right? Acting like he's a lion to seek whom he may devour, the word of God says. And so we as people of God, we can't just stay without having our dress, our armor, right? When you place an armor upon you, you are actually dressing yourself, but you are dressing yourself with weapons of warfare. You are dressing yourself with weapons in order for you to attain the victory. But what I love about God is that his word is our weapon and that our faith in him as well is our weapon. You see, tonight, I want to go ahead and put great emphasis on this. The month of August is not going to be a month of struggle, a month of striving for you, but it is the month that you yourself will stand firm in the Lord, will stand firm in the word of God. And in order for you to do that, again, you have to be still in his presence. You have to give him the praise that is due to him. You have to remind yourself of his faithfulness in years past. You have to remind yourself of his faithfulness even this year. Again, he's kept you since January, and you have reached this point in this year. You have reached too far to give up. You have reached too far to not pray. You have reached too far to not believe. You must continue to contend and pray fervently concerning what it is that God has promised you. You must pray back to God his will for your life. And if you don't know God's will for your life, you say, Father, what is your will for my life? And if you're a believer, God's will for us in general is for us to know Jesus, is for us to live for his glory, and it's for us to make his name known to the ends of the earth. Very quickly, I want to go ahead and bring us now to, again, another scripture. This is coming from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10 to 11. And during my devotional time a few days ago, weeks ago or so, it really stood out to me. And I believe this is a now word by God's grace. And this is what it says. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10 to 11. This is what it says. And this is God speaking. He says, "And I will provide a place for my people, Israel, and will plant them so that they can have a home of their own and no longer be disturbed. Wicked people will not oppress them anymore, as they did at the beginning." Verse 11. And have done ever since the time I appointed leaders over my people Israel. I will also give you rest from all your enemies. The Lord declares to you that the Lord himself will establish a house for you. I want us to truly to focus on the closing statements. The Lord declares to you that the Lord himself will establish a house for you. There's so many things that's going on in the scripture. One of the things that is being highlighted is that God himself, he's going to take you away from certain people, from certain environments. And when he does, accept. Because if you do not accept, you are forfeiting yourself from receiving his blessings. You are forfeiting yourself from remaining in this due season, this due time, this Kairos season. What does that mean? This is an appointed hour. I strongly believe this in my spirit. This is an appointed hour. There's so many things that he's going to release within this time frame, because again, it is a divine time, and you are able to identify if it is a divine time by what it is that God himself, he is highlighting to you in scripture that correlates, right? That goes hand in hand to what it is that's happening in your life, to what it is that's happening in the world, and to what it is that he has already spoken to his people concerning the season that we are in. I know for me, there's so many things that God has already highlighted to me that is manifesting this year that he already spoke like 3 or 2 years ago or so, and even years prior. And so when you see this is happening consistently back to back, this is evident that he is about to move. We may not know exactly what day he's going to move, right? We may not know exactly when that release is going to hit us, but we are expecting that we are in that season of delivery. We are in that season of that push, that final push, in order for you to see what he wants you to give birth to, or what it is that he himself will release from heaven to hit your life. And this is not a word to get any of us excited, like a, you know, like an excitement, and then we just forget about it the next day. No, this is a sure word by God's grace, by the Spirit of the Lord, in order for us to remain in him, unmovable, in order for us to stand firm in faith and not, again, be moved by feelings, not be moved by our circumstances, but to continue to trust God, that he's faithful to do what it is that he said that he will do. Now, so many of you, you perhaps are saying, I've done all of this. But God, he is the God who says to continue, to endure. That's a key word in scripture, to endure. Endure until the end. You did it yesterday. He says to you to continue to do it some more. You did it the year prior. He says to continue to do it this year. And some people, they may say, how is this even possible to continue to go beyond our own strength? And Jesus says himself the answer. He says it in Matthew chapter 19. And this is what he says. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. He says, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And this is another thing that the Holy Spirit began to highlight to me. The month of August is not about what you can do in your strength, but it's about what God's strength through you is able to do. What it is that you are believing for, you won't be able to attain it with your own strength, but you will be able to attain it when you again partner with his Holy Spirit, and where you feel that you have fallen short, or where you feel that you are weak, or where you feel as if you lack knowledge and wisdom, you say, Holy Spirit, grant me knowledge, grant me wisdom. Holy Spirit, breathe upon me your fresh anointing anew, and he will be faithful to do that for you, just so you can be who he created you to be and access everything that the Lord himself has for you. One of the things that I want to go ahead and highlight to you as well, again, this aspect of tonight's episode, it's time to get dressed, but I want us to get dressed both spiritually and physically. Right then and there, you know, we already addressed how we are able to get dressed spiritually. And again, this is the assignment that I want to go ahead and give to you guys. Study and read Ephesians 6. You're able to get dressed spiritually, again, by meditating on his word, spending time in prayer and devotion before the Lord, making sure that you yourself are ministering to God. Like, we're not going to God just so we can ask for favors from the Lord, but we're going to God because we want to commune with him. We want to fellowship with him. Amen. Another thing that I want to go ahead and add is that this is the perfect time. If you had past journal entries where you believe God has spoken something particularly concerning your situation that he would bring to an end, right, or bring to a conclusion, and yet you don't see that conclusion manifesting in your life, this is the perfect hour right now to bring forth those journal entries before the Lord, these prayer requests of the past to the Lord, and say, God, here it is, Lord. I understand that no one else can do this for me. I can't do it for myself, but I know that all things are possible with you. This is a time to really dig deeper in prayer. Another thing that I want to go ahead and share with you concerning the month of August, besides it being a month of new beginnings, I truly believe that it is a month of open doors, and it is a month of prosperity. And prosperity not just meaning, for example, wealth in the state of like money per se, but it's prosperity meaning that you have perfect peace, right? Supernatural peace. You have supernatural favor. God is able to allow you again to do things that you weren't able to do before. And one of the things that he began to highlight to me is the color green. And the color green symbolizes these very things: newness, new beginnings, prosperity, wealth. Amen. Amen. And so I want to go ahead and just share one more scripture, and I'm going to go ahead and close tonight's episode. But truly, before I close tonight's episode, I want to go ahead and quickly talk about now this phase of the episode, right? It's time to get dressed, but this phase meaning getting dressed physically. So prior to explaining this, let me go ahead and just quickly now read Jeremiah 31 verse 13 to all of you. And this is what it says. Then young women will dance and be glad, young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. I'm going to repeat it once more. Then young women will dance and be glad, young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort instead of sorrow. This is a key scripture that the Holy Spirit has been highlighting to me for a very long time. And one of the things that I want to go ahead and address when it comes to this aspect of the message, getting dressed physically, is this. When you are declaring to see again God's favor, or perhaps when you, for example, you found yourself in a season for a very long time. Maybe you found yourself in a season where it seems like you're not winning in so many areas. In so many areas of your life, you feel dry. You feel stagnant. You feel lack. Like there's lack. It's not even you feel, but there's literal lack in your life. Lack in your finances, lack in your relationships, right? Lack in money, right? Provision that you know that you need. And you see that you don't know where it's going to come from, right? Your help. Amen. But again, as we read previously when it came to 2 Samuel 30 verse 6, we see that even though David was in his distress, the word of God says that he encouraged himself in the Lord. And one of the things that shows that you are encouraging yourself in the Lord in a physical way is that you are going to what? Exchange your clothes of what? Of mourning, and you're going to put on new clothes. You're going to put a clothing that describes gladness. And even in this context, it's saying that the Lord is doing this for you. But if you read scripture, especially when you read when Jesus is performing miracles, the people always had to partner with him in some way. Perhaps Jesus would tell them, you know, go ahead and wash your eyes in this water, right? They would have to still get up, go to the water and wash their eyes. One of the stories that I want to quickly go ahead and address is even Jesus himself. But in this context, we see Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene, she had a knowing, whether she noticed it in the moment or not, but the Spirit of the Lord was leading her to anoint Jesus before his burial, and he was not even yet arrested, and neither was he again, you know, being beaten. But yet she was already anointing him. Amen. And so if you are a believer and you know that you are praying to God about a thing, then you know one of the ways that you show yourself to God that you're ready and you're expected is that you get ready for that thing. And for example, let's say you're believing God to give you a house. Yes, it is good for you to pray for God to give you the house, but are you house hunting? Are you driving around neighborhoods that you see that is a fit for you and your future wife or husband, or for your future family? Maybe you are a young sister and you understand that this season you are transitioning from singlehood into marriage. And so if you're praying to God concerning this, right, and you know it is God's desire and will for you as well to be married soon, how are you showing God your faith, and you're showing God you are preparing yourself as a ready vessel to step into that brand new season? Then you're going to do what? You're going to show God that as well, not only spiritually, but physically. You're going to freshen up, right? Just like we read in the story of Ruth, how her mother-in-law, Naomi, told her, put on your best dress, right? Make sure you smell good. Make sure you're taking care of your outward, right, as much as you're taking care of your inward. This is not to say that your outward is more important, but this is as well as you yourself saying, self, I am leaving this season in order for me to enter my new season. I'm going to say this again. I'm leaving this season in order for me to enter my new season. And so if you are declaring joy, you have to make sure that your house is an atmosphere of joy. You have to make sure that you're listening to good music, uplifting music. If you are declaring peace, you have to make sure that, again, you are cutting away things that does not bring you peace, and you are bringing into your life what is bringing you peace. And what brings us peace as believers is God's presence, is God's word, and those as well who fear him and who are living according to his will as much as we are as well by his grace. There's other scriptures that I want to go ahead and just share under the description of this episode. But for the sake of the time, I'm not going to go ahead and read them word for word, but I'll share them under the description. I truly just pray, guys, that you remain encouraged. God is so faithful. God is so faithful. When I tell you, I'm just so shocked, but in a good way, on how faithful God is, and the ways that he is encouraging, and the ways that he himself is saying not to worry, but to continue to remain firm, and that we shall behold his glory, we shall behold his favor. And so I pray that you were greatly encouraged by this episode. And again, I want you to know what time it is. It's time for you to get dressed. It's time for you to get dressed. Get dressed spiritually. Get dressed physically. And remember, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. This was your sister in Christ, JLP. Peace out. Take care.